Okay, well, the players came onto the pitch to warm up before the game. The warm-up finished and they went back into the tunnel to prepare for coming out to sing the national anthems and to start the game. While they were back in the tunnel, the commentators announced the team lineup and showed each player's face on the big screens in the stadium. We thought at first that DPR Korea was North Korea, but when we saw that beside the players' names on the screens that they were displaying the South Korean flag, you know, we thought we must have got it wrong, but my boyfriend checked out on Google and we realised that it was North Korea that were playing and the organisers had made a mistake. The game was meant to kick off at 7:45, but it got to 7:50 and nothing was happening. The substitutes for both teams were sitting in the dugouts, but the rest of the teams were still in the tunnel. We could see lots of security staff moving around near the tunnel and lots of officials walking about. After about 20 minutes or so, the Colombian substitutes that were sitting on the bench, they were taken back inside, although the Korean subs, they stayed out for another 10 minutes or so before they got called back in. We didn't know what was going on, but on both the screens in the stadium, they displayed full-sized images of the North Korean flag, and we thought it was strange that the Colombian flag wasn't shown on either of the screens. About half an hour or so after the kickoff was meant to happen, there was an announcement that they were having problems behind the scenes, but they didn't explain what was going on. And then a while later, they did a re-announcement of the players for the Korean team and displayed the North Korean flag beside their names on the screens. They didn't re-announce the Colombian team, and we thought that was a bit mean, and everyone was saying that if we were the Colombian team, we would have been pretty annoyed with the whole thing. The announcement was funny too because they said that the North Korean team who were choosing to take the pitch were, and then they read out the players' names, so they made a point of saying the word choosing. The atmosphere in the stadium before the game started was pretty mellow. Most people had already watched the USA-France game, so I think they were kind of coming down from the hype of that. But after 7:45 came and went, everyone started to get pretty restless. Everyone started sort of clapping in a chant, to show that they were getting fed up. But then a Mexican wave started, which cheered everybody up for a little while. There was lots of rumours going around about what was going on. We didn't think the game was actually going to go ahead because it was getting quite late. The atmosphere in general was that people were getting bored and impatient and some people were starting to leave. Saying that, a lot of the people near me thought it was pretty funny that the officials had messed up in such a dramatic way. When the two teams sort of finally came back on around 8:25, at first everyone cheered, but then they announced the North Korean team, people started to boo. Then it was apparent that they needed to warm up again, and the announcement came over that the game wasn't kicking off until 9 p.m. And by that point, we decided to leave because it meant that the game wouldn't finish until about 11, which was too late for getting home. I don't think the experience was an embarrassment for the Olympics in general, but it was pretty embarrassing for Glasgow. You sort of feel like everybody will think, oh, well, you expect that from Glasgow. You know, at least it wasn't in London, which obviously I don't think is good for Scotland as a whole. Personally, I found the whole experience was actually quite funny. It was such a classic mess up, and everyone kept saying that it was so funny that Glasgow has messed up the Olympics before they've officially started. It was exciting to see what was going to happen. But when we realised that they needed another half an hour to warm up, then it just got a bit ridiculous and we got fed up. I'm glad it was the second game and we had the choice to leave. If I had only gone for the second game, then I would have been really angry. But we'd already watched USA-France, which was a good game, so I don't feel like we missed out on very much. And despite everything, the whole night was actually really fun. It was something different. And the fact that the fans came from so many different nationalities, that made it really exciting. I would definitely recommend that people get involved in the Olympics. I know there's more football happening at hand tonight and on Saturday, and I think I would really encourage people to go and enjoy it and get involved.